It's estimated there are 67 million internet users in the United States. Millions of people have set up personal home pages that describe the sometimes fascinating but mostly banal details of their daily lives. And about 5,000 of those sites worldwide have webcams attached, sparking a whole new definition of privacy and internet communication. Click on JennyCam.com and meet Jenny Ringley. She's the mother of invention for the webcam phenomenon.
The idea behind the site is that I am just a regular person, that I'm living a pretty normal life. I'm not, you know, I don't sing or dance or do tricks or anything. I'm just Jenny.
3.5 years ago, Ringley bought a little internet camera and trained the lens on herself, broadcasting her daily life from her dorm room in Pennsylvania. She calls it JennyCam.
I guess I knew pretty early on it was going to end up being popular just based on the way people were telling people about it, but I never imagined that it would be anything of this kind of scale. In fact, if I had known in the beginning that it would be this popular, I probably would have just screamed and thrown it away.
What started as a way to entertain her friends has turned into a thriving internet business. Ringley started charging a subscription fee of $15 a year, and JennyCam.com is now Ringley's single source of income. Though she refuses to say how many people subscribe to JennyCam, Ringley estimates she gets between 4 and 5.5 million hits a day. Of course, only a small percentage of those visitors are subscribers. Ringley says her site is so popular because it's real.
It's undramatized. I'm not acting. I'm not making stuff up. I'm not hiding stuff. It's really like people watching taken to the nth degree. You know, if you watch people walking by in a park, you're not likely to see them doing much other than, you know, walking or reading or eating something.
If you go to JennyCam.com, you'll see Jenny eat or walk or read or watch TV or sleep or take a shower. That's right, a shower. Ringley even works full-time on JennyCam.com, surrounded by 10 cameras. The only place she doesn't have a camera is the guest bathroom. So on any given day, you'll see Jenny doing stuff that looks a lot like what everybody else does. The big difference is she lives her life under millions of watchful eyes. But it's that very thing, realism and the illusion of spying on someone's private life with permission, that seems to be the big draw for Ringley. Audience of voyeurs. Ringley's site has inspired thousands, mostly women, to jump on the web with their own daily life webcams. One local cam girl is Twin Cities artist and singer Anna Voog. For 2 years now, Voog has been making a living off her 24/7 presence on Anacam.com.
It seems like I've been doing it all my life. It's almost like part of me so much. It's like ingrained in my every pore that I don't even know how I ever existed without it.
Voog regularly broadcasts art performances from her small apartment. Most of the time, though, visitors to AnnaCam.com are likely to see her sitting, reading, watching TV, you know, life. Voog also has subscribers. For $10 a month, visitors to AnnaCam.com watch Anna go about her day. They can post artwork about Anna or talk about Anna in a chat room. Voog also refuses to say how many subscribers she has. She says she's often criticized for making money off her site. But subscriber Dick Wales thinks it's just fine for Anna to make money.
I find it interesting to watch an attractive young woman going about her business.
Moby Dick, that's Wales' online name, subscribes to both JennyCam and AnnaCam. He says since Voog and Ringley invite millions of people to come and watch, there's no reason he shouldn't. And Wales says the attraction is more than just titillation. It's real, and it's much more entertaining than watching TV. It's about being able to share in an unedited life.
I watch Ally McBeal, for instance, and sometimes she, at the end of the show, she's, you know, gone through this whole thing for an hour, and she ends up and she's in her office and something hasn't turned out too well, and, you know, I get a little choked up about it, but then I have to step back and think, well, there really is no Ally McBeal. You know, she's fiction, and she might get canceled, and there she's gone, you know, but, you know, Anna and Jenny are, they're real people, and it's, that really is a whole different thing.
So television is fiction and webcams are real? Well, kind of. The paradox in all this fishbowl privacy is that Voog says Anicam.com isn't really about her at all.
And I don't feel like it's my life, you know what I mean? I don't feel like other people, for some reason, that when you take a photo, it's taking away from my life. It's just a photo of my life, you know what I mean? It's not my life. I'm in control of my cameras. It's not a TV. It's not the Truman Show. It's not Big Brother. It's like me taking control of my cameras and pointing them at what I want to point at.
Both Voog and Ringley say they're selling authenticity with unedited abandon. Yet they admit that realism is constructed on some level, mainly by what they leave out. As with most daily life cams, Voog's and Ringley's activities are silent. You can't hear a single word or sound. They say this helps them maintain a sense of privacy. Still, they say they have personal, even intimate, relationships with their audience.
That's sort of the irony of cyberspace.
Doug Block is a documentary filmmaker whose film Homepage, a story about people who post their diaries online, just premiered at Sundance Film Festival this year. Block thinks bearing personal information online is all about the search for connection. He says Voog and Ringley are not only capitalizing on a kind of natural voyeuristic tendency, they're also creating a new form of human relationship.
I think we're going to turn into a nation of Jenny Cams with all the ability to have inexpensive cameras on our computers and the ability to stream the video in a few years. But that's not going to change what we're looking for online. I don't think it changes what people like Jenny and Anna are looking for online. It all comes back to the need for attention, approval, love.
And sex. Webcam technology has become more sophisticated thanks to the porn industry. The majority of online webcams are pornography sites. Jenny Ringley and Anna Voog have both been accused of enticing visitors to their sites with nudity. And while it's true that nude images of Jenny and Anna exist on both their sites, they justify the nudity as just another part of real life. Voog calls her site a kind of Rorschach test. Visitors project their own desires onto what they see.
You'll see my dogs more than you'll see me nude, you know? But I walk around the house nude if it's hot out or if I took a shower or something like that. But they will assume that I'm making money because it's my body. Well, that's their, what they think, you know what I mean? Obviously, they're looking at my cam to look at my body because that's what they think my cam is about. It's not about that.
What it is about is Anna and her life, all her life. Well, almost. Ironically, it is the absence of sound that has been the one thing protecting her privacy while she's online 24 hours a day. Webcams may well be the centerpiece of a nascent internet art form with similarities to early filmmaking. But just as silent film was superseded by sound film, it seems likely both Ringley and Voog's webcams won't be silent for long. Both women are working on projects to add audio to their web broadcasts. And so the line between privacy and exhibitionism will continually be drawn and redrawn as technology brings more and more realism to the World Wide Web. I'm Marisa Helms, Minnesota Public Radio.